Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about being here in Nashville, Tennessee, because I'm getting to do one of my favorite things to do in the whole world, and that's to work with small business owners, to meet them face-to-face and to see the lights come on in their eyes when they talk about their business and the opportunity that they're excited about. And especially that is especially true whenever I conduct my show at a business matchmaking event, which is what I'm doing right now in Nashville, Tennessee, at the current business matchmaking event. These are put on by the Small Business Administration and HP, who's the corporate sponsor of matchmaking. I remind you that website is businessmatchmaking.com. I have a new friend in front of me. Olga Martinez is with us. She's the president of All Right Diversified Services, and she is what I call a matchmaking groupie, and somebody who's been to more than one of these and probably plans to go to some more. Olga, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about All Right Diversified Services.
All Right Diversified Services is a general construction company based out of Fresno, California.
Wait a minute. This is a construction company? This
yes.
is not a supply company?
No.
You actually build buildings, tear them down,
yes.
do ground, you know, all kinds of different, and you're the president
yes.
of this construction company.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How is it being a woman in a man's industry?
How much time do you have?
Traditionally, a man's industry. And let me tell you why I'm saying traditionally, because you're not the first lady president of a construction company that I have met. There are more of you out there, as you know.
Absolutely.
So, guys, you better watch out out there.
Watch out.
How is it?
It's great, and it has its challenges. However, though, you know, once we're committed, we know what we're doing, we know how to execute and produce extraordinary results, we can do it.
Did you found this company?
I did.
You founded it?
I did.
I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
You know, I actually used to work for my brother, who has a construction company.
I see.
And when he didn't want to conquer the world, I thought it was time for me to move on and start my own company.
You had a bigger vision, didn't you?
I did. And I always thank my brother and be grateful for his training.
Is he still a mentor?
He is. Actually, I outgrew him.
Oh, yeah. How did you feel about that, Olga?
Now he's fine. At first, it took a moment. You know, that was the kitchen. That was the conversation at the dinner table.
Well, how about Mom and Dad? Are they?
Mom and Dad have two contractors in the family now. Yeah,
that's funny. So tell me about the kind of business you do.
We actually,
because there are a lot of different kinds of construction companies.
Construction, as you said, we provide demolition services. We build new buildings. We actually work on roads. We do seismic retrofit, landscaping,
wow.
plumbing, electrical. We actually
paving. You do?
Yeah, we do. We actually
wow.
do.
Wow, that's a true general contractor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
Well, now, what made you get interested in business matchmaking?
I've always been a fan of the SBA, and when our friend Hector Barreto, who's from California,
right.
I might say,
he's my friend too.
Yes, designed this program. I went to the first and the second, and now I can't stop. I attend every match.
Can't get enough of it.
I just can't get enough of it.
But obviously, you're not, you know, you're a smart business lady, so you know there's got to be a percentage in it for you. There's got to be some success in it. You're not just doing this because you like going to meetings.
Actually, we're measuring our results as a company.
Wow.
We've had already some success. Our smallest contract was $37,000, and our largest has been in the millions.
Wow.
We actually have been... you know, I have staff who hold me accountable as well.
Is that right?
And
they have goals.
They have
and
goals.
Measured goals.
And they say, Ms. President, why are you going to Tennessee? And, you know, I really appreciate this because it saves my company, myself, thousands of miles of travel.
Right.
Hundreds and thousands of dollars in terms of actual marketing.
Right.
I can go to one city, which is the matchmaking, wherever they're holding the city.
Right.
And today, for example, I have about, I believe about 10 appointments.
Wow.
I do.
10, 15-minute appointments.
Yes, I do.
Now, are any of these with people that you've met before?
Actually, they're not. These are all new. They are new.
Think about this, folks. Think about this. You have an opportunity to show up one day. Now, you got to do some work in advance of this, and I'm going to get Olga to tell us how that works. But you show up, and you literally sit down in front of as many as maybe 10 or 11 people that you've never met before. They get to find out about your company, and you're literally across a small table from people who have nothing else on their mind but you and your company, and these are people that actually have been pre-qualified that can do business with you.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Think about that, folks. If that doesn't make you want to go to businessmatchmaking.com, I don't know what would.
Yes. Yes. I actually did marketing the hard way. Before business matchmaking was born, so to speak, I used to get on the road, and it would take me months to go see, months and months to go see the 10 appointments, the 10 agencies that I'm seeing today. And so cost savings, time savings is phenomenal. I highly recommend it for small businesses.
And you're getting to meet people you would never have gotten all the way into the bowels of those organizations. You would have never gotten all the way to them.
Yes, and I actually have to acknowledge the SBA, the managing and their production of these events has been phenomenal. It's very efficient. They ring the little bell so that you move on to the next appointment.
Right.
It's very efficient.
Right. Yeah. No. It is. I've seen them, and it's like a little machine working. You know, people just moving around and like musical chairs kind of thing.
It is.
So now. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want you to talk to us about how one of these sessions goes. Tell us about, you know, what happened. How do you make sure that in that 15 minutes that you get everything done that you need to get done? Because 15 minutes goes by real fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. More to come from Opryland Hotel right after these messages. I'm at the Business Matchmaking event in Nashville, Tennessee.
Down the street one day.
Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our new friend, Olga Martinez, who's the president of a construction company. All right, diversified services. You know, I'm having a little fun with you, Olga. But, it's really not fair for me to act surprised. I mean, as I said, I've met many women contractor presidents, women who, and they founded their company. I mean, there are not that many man's world things anymore, are there?
No, we're here. We're forced to.
And you're not going back, are you?
Nope, we're not going back to the kitchen. We're here to take care of some business.
this is fun. Olga, tell us about what happens at a matchmaking session when you're sitting across the table from these folks.
Well, actually, it's very focused. They're very precise. They're very prompt. You start on time. You finish on time. And what would actually be very helpful for us business people. And now that I'm a pro, just because I have had success and I've obtained some contracts, I want to share with people that you definitely want to come prepared.
Right. You've got to have your cornflakes together, don't you?
Have it prepared. Come ready with business cards and ready with the
brochure.
Brochure.
This is not a beauty contest, is it?
It is not. In fact, you'll actually meet some buyers, real buyers that actually issue contracts.
There actually are contracts
on the spot, aren't they? They actually share with you some forecasts.
It doesn't always happen.
Not always, but they'll share with you their forecast. And once you meet them, you go on the website and you look to see at the forecast and you ask some questions. You follow up with email. But I tell you, it is lots of savings in terms of time and money.
Let's give you a website out. AllRightInc.com.
AllRightInc.com.
That's AllRightInc.com.
Yes.
What do we find when we get there?
What you'll find is a little bit of history about us.
Is your picture on the website?
My picture is
good.
On the website.
We need to get that picture on the
yes,
website.
Yes, it's on the website.
Beautiful face.
That's thank you for saying that, given it took 30 minutes to get ready for an early morning appointment.
Okay, Olga, let's talk about, by the way, folks, businessmatchmaking.com is where you can go to find out more about this. And don't forget the virtual ones. Have you ever done the virtual?
Those are new. And they're only in certain markets and not quite in California yet. Apparently we're ahead of the curve, so they're trying it in different markets
right.
to stimulate some new
Okay, what tell us about the appointments you have today.
The appointments I have are with like Homeland Security, Department of Energy, just different a variety of appointments and agents with agencies that I don't have business with yet.
These are people you've never done business with.
I have not done business
with. But you want them to know about you.
Yes, exactly. I've been studying them, so I have been doing
my homework.
Got to do your homework. Ask the right questions. Ask about the forecast. When do they let out those contracts? Size of the contracts? Kind of contracts?
Do you practice before you go to one of these things? Do you make sure that you can get what you need to say done in 15 minutes?
Well, you know what? You better know that. If you're in business for yourself, you better be on 24/7.
But still, being able to come across and being able to get the correct information across in 15 minutes.
That's true.
You kind of need to, I would think you need to role play a little beforehand.
You do. And we do that back at the office. We'll do some mock interviews and so forth, if you will, because you've got to get it done in 15 minutes. You want to leave an impression with that person because they're meeting thousands. I think this hotel is sold out. They're meeting
quite a bit of
small businesses today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. Olga, I've got about a minute left. What would you like to say to all the... especially the ladies. I'm going to let you talk to the ladies.
The ladies.
What would you like to say to the ladies out there, regardless of what industry they're in, talk to them?
Ladies, you can do it. You just can do it. We are a force to be reckoned with. Get out there, start your business, and also utilize the SBA free services. They've got a lot of services. So there's more room for us. But I also want to say something else. I want to invite the country to go out to Milwaukee. Milwaukee, there's an SBA matchmaking in September,
right.
And that's very important. It's going to be work together with the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce National Convention.
All right.
This is in September, so I invite everyone to continue to follow the matchmaking.
There's also the Small Business Week and the SBA's Expo
in April.
It's the end of April. Are you going to be there?
Yes, I will.
I will be, too.
Yes.
I'll be broadcasting from there at the end of the last week of April.
Great.
So I'll see you again there. Olga, thank you for being here. Give us your website again, please.
www.allrightinc.com.
Olga Martinez, the president of All Right Diversified Services, which is a construction company.
Yes.
Olga, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're one of my heroes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Olga.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Got to go, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, but I'm going to be right back after these messages. We got more business matchmaking to come, and don't forget, at the end of the hour, the next hour, Melanie Stablehouse, the deputy administrator of the SBA. Ladies and gentlemen, she is a force. Buckle your seatbelts when Melanie joins us. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.